Welcome back. It is March. That must mean it's time for the basic boating safety classes offered by the Quincy Police Department. Son of a gun if it isn't. So Bob Bell and Mike Foley are here once again from the Marine Unit of the Police Department to give us all the details. Hey, guys.
Morning, Joe.
Welcome,
good to be here, Joe. Thanks for having us again.
It's great to think about spring. We used to do this in February, Mike.
Yeah.
But I think it snowed too much, so we decided to...
This year you would know the difference,
moving
right?
Up into March.
Like April.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, has the boating season started, or do you think it will start earlier this year?
I'd say it'll definitely be early this year.
Whenever
the weather is nice, yeah, people get the itch early to get out there getting their boats.
I would think, yeah.
Definitely.
You know what? There are new people coming to the city all the time. So for folks who might not know, the police department in Quincy has its own marine unit.
Correct.
You guys are
correct.
Part of that. What,
yes.
What is the actual unit?
So, you know, the city has 27 miles of coastline, has, you know, marinas, yacht clubs, maybe 2,500, you know, recreational boats, ferries.
13 city beaches, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, basically from, you know, everything from the high tide line out is kind of ends up, being us,
right.
So to speak, you know. And we basically do everything that the city needs done out there on the water. You know, from moving docks, putting out buoys, that kind of thing, we kind of do it all.
Yeah. You have how many vessels now for the unit?
I believe we have five.
Five, okay. And how many members?
And there's still just the four of us.
Okay.
And, you know, we have guys that help out and fill in and
right.
Do that kind of thing.
Yep. So. Also, education is part of the duties of the Marine Unit also.
It's a big force multiplier for
yeah.
us, correct.
No question.
We, you know, the more people that are educated on, you know, how to be safe out there, the easier it is for us to do our job.
Absolutely, yeah. And I know that you take students out frequently on the boats, too.
We do, yep.
Show them their city from a different perspective.
That's right. Try to get them out there on the water and see that there's a whole other world out there.
Sure. Part of the goal of education are these boating classes that you offer every year, it seems like. Bob, do you know about how long this has been going on now?
I think Mike and I have been on the unit for, 13 or 14 years?
Wow.
2007.
Okay.
Wow. We've been doing it since then, personally, but they were going on well before we became part of the unit as well.
Okay. They're offered here in Quincy, but they're taught, or they're funded, I guess, by the state, is that right?
Yeah, so it's a collaboration with
okay.
the state, the Massachusetts Environmental Police. They put together all the admin stuff. They get grants that pay for the books that have all the information in it that we use. And it's coordinated through them. So you sign up through the Massachusetts Environmental Police on
right.
their website for the course in Quincy, if that's one you want to take.
Mm-hmm.
They're offered in places all over the state.
Oh, okay. But you guys teach them, right?
We teach them, right. So
yeah.
So Mike and I and Jamie and Bob, the other two guys on the unit, were certified by the environmental police to be able to teach this class.
Right. Typically, about how many folks would you say participate?
We have room for 50.
Okay.
We usually get somewhere between 40 and 50 people per class. We run at least three classes per year. If demand exceeds supply, sometimes we'll add on a fourth.
Right.
But we have two classes that are run on Tuesday evenings, mm-hmm. and then we have one on Saturdays, which seems to be a little bit better for some of the younger kids that want to take the class.
Right, and they kick off on March 10th and run right through May, actually, so there's opportunity.
Right, yeah we start next Tuesday evening. That'll run for three consecutive Tuesdays. Then we've got one that's on Saturdays for three consecutive Saturdays. And then the last one, I think there might be two Tuesdays and one Thursday.
Let's see here. The May course is May 7th, 12th, and 19th. So those are a Thursday and two Tuesdays.
Right. That's just scheduling because the Maritime Center that we used to use to teach
yes.
these classes in is coming down
yes.
To make room for a new boat ramp,
right.
And potentially a new Maritime Center. So the classes now are being offered at the Manet Community Center, which is a different location, but just a tenth of a mile down the road from where we used to do it.
Right, yeah, people I'm sure that have gone to the other ones know exactly where that is. It's where Manet Community Health Centers is that right?
Right,
yeah.
I think it's Housenet Community Center and Manet Community Health, they share the building.
The same building, yeah, okay. And they're free.
Yes, they're
yeah.
free. Like I said, the environmental police pay for a lot of it. We teach it mostly on shift, so it's
oh, okay.
part of our regular duties.
And so kind of, if you could explain what a kind of typical class entails, you know, how does it run?
So the class is tailored for people who have no idea about being on a boat in the water.
Okay.
It's a very basic beginner class. So we get people who have no experience, we get people who have some experience, and then we get people who have a lot of experience, because being certified on this class is a requirement in some states. In Massachusetts, it's not a requirement yet, but if you go up to New Hampshire, say you just want to rent a boat, you have to have a certification. And our class is certified nationally through the Environmental Police, so a certificate from Massachusetts is good to operate a boat in New Hampshire.
Okay.
So we get a lot of people who do that, and people who just want a refresher. We've had people who have their U.S. Coast Guard captain's license, but New Hampshire won't take that. They want you to have the basic boating safety class. So,
okay.
So they come and do that. So.
The thing that's always most astounding to me is anybody 12 years old and older can take these.
It is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that they can take the class is not that amazing, but the fact that when they get their certificate, they can drive a boat by themselves up to 65 feet in length is pretty amazing.
Yes.
So we, Mike and I, we talk about state law and mom law.
Yeah.
By state law.
Coin that phrase, mom law.
Mom law, yeah.
But
always supersede state law.
Exactly.
Yeah. So. Do you get a lot of 12-year-olds that are piloting boats in Quinsey Bay?
We do. They're not running 65-foot boats,
right.
But you know, they might have a 16-foot skiff
that
got handed down to them or something, and they go out fishing, that type of thing. And,
sure.
And it's good to have the certificate's also good to have if you get stopped by the Coast Guard, they do sort of random checks just to make sure you have your safety equipment. You could say, hey, I got this card. It just lets them know that you care enough about your safety and others to have taken the class. And it also is helpful with many insurance companies when you get boat insurance. If you've taken the class, they'll give you a pretty good discount, like 10 or 15% discount
like
on your insurance.
Kind of like driver's ed. I don't know if they do anymore, but they used to
for
cars.
Yeah. When I took it, yeah, sure.
Yeah, when I did too. Mike, we should also talk about the importance of, even if you're not planning on buying or piloting a boat, it's good to get trained in the event something happens on a vessel you happen to be a passenger on, right?
Definitely. Yeah. You know, it amazes me how many how many women are the ones that actually own the boats,
mm-hmm.
but it's usually the guy, you know, the husband, what have you, that's driving it.
Yeah.
So, but you know, if everybody on the boat comes in and takes a class, it's definitely a lot safer for everybody.
Yeah. If the only trained person has some kind of a health emergency and is unable to act, somebody else that's trained could step in.
Absolutely.
You know, or at least know how to call for help, I guess.
Yes. We go through all that in the class. It's a 12-hour course. It's very encompassing on you know all how to, you know, from the basics of, you know, how to get on into a boat to, you know, what to do in an emergency. It's very educational, and everybody that comes to the course, nobody's ever come up to us at the end and said, you know what, I didn't learn anything in this class. You know what I mean? Even the guy that used to drive tankers through the Panama Canal came up to us afterwards and said, yeah, you know what, I've been on the water my whole life, but I still learned, you know, a couple of things in this class. It's really, really good.
Well, it's like, you know, stuff that you learned in grade school and you never use again, but then you go to a class and you say, oh, yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
I forgot about that.
It might remind you of something that you forgot you learned.
Yeah.
Yes, or, you know, things are constantly changing and moving forward, and, you know, you may learn something that, you know, that's new that they didn't have back when you learned how to drive a boat.
Yeah. Are there any kind of significant changes out on the water around Quinsey that folks should be aware of?
No.
Okay.
No, nothing. Nothing this year.
Okay.
From last year that's different.
Okay.
That I can think of.
No navigational challenges or, right-of-way changes?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing like that.
Okay. Are there more boats registered, would you say?
Definitely.
Really?
The economy takes off like it has. People have more disposable money.
Yep.
A lot more. There'll be a lot more people out boating this year than last year and in years past.
Yeah.
Just because times are good.
Yeah. But do you know, Bud, how many? I'm sorry, Bud. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I swung by the boat show back in February.
Oh, okay.
And it was packed.
Was it really?
More boats and more people than I had seen in years.
Okay.
So that kind of bodes well for people getting out on the water.
Yeah.
But in Quinsey, we have about just over 2,000 boats.
Wow.
There's quite a few. And you could see last year the marinas, there were very few empty slips.
Is that right?
So for a few years there when the economy was a little rough, you'd see a lot of empty slips, but now they're filling up.
Interesting.
And most of them are full early in the season.
Yes.
But you can still get a mooring. There's still spaces around waterfront where you can get a mooring.
Okay. You've brought some demonstrations of some typical safety equipment, I guess, that folks should have on board.
And yeah.
Number one, obviously, is going to be your life preserver, right?
Yes. We talk about lots of things in the class, but what is safety equipment? What equipment is required?
Okay.
We talk about different type of life jackets.
Yeah.
This is the one that, you know, we grew up with, right?
Yep.
So you went out fishing and you had to wear this, and if it was like 100 degrees out there, you weren't very comfortable.
You're dying, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it was pretty rough. Yep. So that has been basically replaced with something like this,
okay,
which, you know, after a little while, you'll forget that you're even wearing
it.
This has a CO2 cartridge that will inflate. They make different ones. Some of them automatically inflate when you go into the water.
Yep.
Others are manual inflate.
Okay.
But this replaces this.
Okay.
And they're so comfortable now, sometimes I'll drive home and get in the house, my wife will be like, yeah, you're still wearing your life jacket. So that's how comfortable they are.
All right, so that's people more inclined to wear it because it's more comfortable, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So that, it's... this one will probably do a better job overall of keeping you alive, but if you're not wearing it, it's not going to do you any good.
Yeah.
And this one, if you're wearing it, is going to be better than, you know, not wearing it.
Well, the idea, I guess, is just at least keep your head above water, right?
Yes, yes.
Until somebody can come rescue you, yeah.
We have a child one here, a vest type, which is nice. If you get one like this, you want to make sure that you put the crotch strap and clip that on so that if a youngster goes in the water, they won't slip out of it.
Okay.
And then this is type 4 throwable, a boat 16 feet longer. You have to have one of these on board.
Okay.
This type here, you have to have one for everybody that's on board.
Everybody? Okay.
Everybody has to have one.
Okay. Regardless of age? Or
yes.
Okay.
If they're 12 years old or younger and the boat's underway and they're above deck, then they have to be wearing it.
Okay.
Above 12, you're not required legally to wear it, but we recommend that everybody wear one all the time.
Absolutely.
When we're underway, we wear it all the time.
Okay.
Mike likes to tell a story, like if you're driving down the road and you don't have your seatbelt on and you see somebody coming at you, you don't have time to put it on.
It's right.
Same on a boat.
Yeah.
When things go bad, they go bad fast.
Really quickly, okay.
This is something relatively new.
Yep.
This is recommended for paddle boarders, the stand-up paddle boarders, which has become, you know, really popular in the last few years.
Yeah.
So this is a manual inflate. You just wear this around your waist so it doesn't hinder you when you're, you know, paddling.
Okay.
And then if you find yourself in the water and you can't get back on the paddleboard and you have trouble, then you can pop this and it comes up like a horse collar. You just put it around your head and it'll keep you afloat until help comes.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, we're seeing a lot, Black's Creek especially, a lot of paddle
Black's Creek is a lot of people. Sometimes people are pretty adventurous. You see them out in the middle of Quincy Bay.
Good luck to them. That's a challenge because that's quite a workout. That's a physical workout.
It is, it's a very, very good workout.
Sure.
These are the things we talk about. We talk about radios, how to call the Coast Guard for help if you need to. And you mentioned, you know, everybody on board should know how to do it. We got a lot of couples come. They want to learn together, which is really good. But we had an example a couple of years ago. The only person that knew how to drive the boat fell out of the boat.
Right, I remember.
And the other people were just drifting until we showed up to help them out.
Could have been very bad. Thankfully, it was close to shore, but could have been bad really quickly, mass.gov/OLE is the website to register and get more information, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That shows all the courses, and you can just click on the Quincy course that you want to take and get signed up.
Okay, and best to do it soon because I know they fill up really quick.
Yeah, there's still openings available for all three classes, but I would expect that they'll start to fill up soon, especially that Saturday one, I think, is going to be pretty popular.
Yeah, no question.
And the closer we get to boating season, the more people think,
let's go for boats.
Let's take a boating, boating safety class.
So, all right. Guys, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for the time. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Talk.
Really
hope
appreciate
it. Helps get the word out for you, and have a safe boating season.
Thank you very much, Joe.
You're welcome.